I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Welcome back to another episode of Gold Diggers. Different sort of panel today. I'm hosting because seems like a lot of the Chelsea girls went to the game, the big cup final, and didn't want to come and talk to us afterwards. That's a shame. But we'll get into that in a little bit. I'm Philippa, or Philippa at Philippa Echo on X, and I'm joined by
Shai Carter,
Joy Swifty Stones on X,
Ella at LFC Owls on X.
Yeah, so always. Already, as we've mentioned, today was the League Cup final, Chelsea versus Liverpool. And again, as you can see, no Chelsea fans are here. I don't know whether that was premeditated or not, but we do have someone here who can actually, you know, cheer herself on. She's smiling there in the corner. Ella, how did you feel about that game?
I'm tired. It was like it was a tiring watch, but I'm glad we got the win in the end. It was a very frustrating game because as the game went on, I just felt that it's really annoying that we had these injuries, because if we had three or four players back, we could have finished that in the first half. I just thought Chelsea were poor. Apart from the 15 minutes at the end of the 90, nothing.
Shai, did you watch? There we go. Please.
Chelsea are bad.
Awful. Bad.
I knew they were bad, but I didn't know they were this, like, they're bad. Considering Chelsea essentially had their starting 11, maybe you could argue Reece James is the only one that was missing. They were bad. Like, I couldn't believe what I was watching. Okay, cool. They did have a couple half opportunities. Gallagher definitely should have put the first one away. The second one was just unlucky. But they're shocking. Like, they had their starting 11. For me, in that game, Caicedo, I don't know how. Did he even get booked?
Nope.
No.
Getting away with it for so many games, even at the City game. It took him forever to get booked. He's really, really careless, that guy.
He was late to single challenge. And it's just like, unfortunately for Ella, another injury.
Injured Endo as well, by the way.
Yeah, because he left the game on crutches, but he just had to see it out. And I think the fact that, you know, for me, Liverpool dispatched them. I don't even think they needed four players. If they had one of Jota or Salah, that game ends in 90 minutes.
Yeah, for sure.
The decision to... What's the Van Dijk goal? Something about... Was it Endo interfering with players?
Yeah.
Being offside. Okay. The Chelsea one, they're going to cry. For me, Jackson's knee was ahead of Konate's. Mm. They're saying this is the second time they got robbed. I think that one was more clear than the Lukaku one last season. But, you know, you have to give Van Dijk his applaudits. He took his school children to a cup final and they lifted the trophy. But I will say, no offence to Ella, dear the FA, no more Chelsea, Liverpool domestic cup finals. I'm tired.
Oh, please, I'm tired of facing them too.
For the spectator, it is so boring.
For the neutral, it is a terrible fixture. And I feel like we've had it so much. It's enough.
I'm tired of them.
Like three cup finals, extra time.
Four cup final.
Okay, so this is the fourth one. Just to play,
I'm tired.
Believe me, so are
without
we.
Without Van Dijk's header as well, I think that game goes. I think with these two teams, there's not enough from open play. Obviously, Liverpool do have the excuse of Luis Diaz had to carry their front line. He tried. He didn't do well enough. To be fair, Harvey Elliott could have scored twice as well. But for Chelsea, it's just like disappointment. If that was Arsenal, we went to that cup final with what is our strongest 11 minus one key starter. And Liverpool are bringing on McConnell, was that his name?
Yeah, McConnell.
Was it six academy kids?
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking, if I watched my starting 11, who play in the Prem week in, week out, lose to the team like that, I'll be so disappointed. They're terrible.
It's the fact they had a week to prepare for this, and that's what they came up with.
Oh, yeah, you also played midweek.
Yeah, we played midweek.
Yeah. We played Thursday, yeah. So we were tired as well, but they are the ones that looked dead in extra time. I was surprised, given with all the kids that came on, that we were the ones that took the control of the game and looked like scoring. But Chelsea just didn't have anything for us. It was poor.
So, Joyce, I don't know if I've asked you if this question's been asked of you yet, but what do you think of this project? And do you think that do you think Poch has got any more time, or do you think this is it now?
What project, man? There's no the project starts from the board, let's be real. So whatever the board decide they want to plot out is what has to be trickled down to the coach, because the coach literally doesn't have any say. This is the same reason why other managers have left and whatnot, and obviously the issue with between Thomas Tuchel and whatnot. He didn't want to obviously do the whole man management up there and then also have to do the man management obviously behind the scenes and whatnot. And obviously he had a bit of a bicker with what's his name again, the Yank,
Todd Bowley,
that's it. Anyways, but yeah,
the audience knew who you meant.
But I think I saw someone say the issue here as well is offering these death row contracts to people who at this moment aren't playing to level, and they're just allowed to play really mediocre because they know they've got a couple 6 years left of their contract going, oh well, I'm okay, I can coast because the money is there. No one's playing for the badge at the moment because I don't think there's a vision.
Do you think that's what it is? Do you think that they know that they've got these long contracts so they're coasted? I don't know if that's... I don't think they're good enough.
I don't think it's a forefront thought, but at the end of the day, we're all looking at who's being signed at the moment and who's going to be on there for quite a while. There's not an out-and-out vision. They're just all sort of players that fit a certain format but don't actually fit a certain style of play. They're all good. I think they're all good players in whatever sort of profile that they're at. I think players like Enzo.
Individually. Like
Madueke is not a real footballer.
Yeah, some of them players on the pitch are not real. They're simulations. They're not real.
Mudrick is another one. He's bad.
I think he's bad. To be fair, I think that adjustment in the Prem didn't work for him. And to be fair, he's still
got
time.
If he came to Arsenal.
I was literally just about to say, because you said that your manager would be able to...
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's a good player, but you have to fit a certain style of play. And I think the certain style of play that's at Chelsea at the moment isn't tangible for over half of the players that currently play there.
Okay, so I think we say this every single week. So it's what now? How did they turn this around? Because you've got a bunch of players. The project is meant to be under 25s, so they can grow and develop and, I guess all hit their peak at the same time. I don't know. But it's
they got schooled by under 20s today.
Poch came out and said, oh, we're the young team and it's Liverpool. He takes no accountability. And it shows with the Chelsea players. Because in that game...
No accountability. Even his mentality is all off. Oh, we were playing for the pens.
Yeah, and he said...
We were playing just to... What? They had probably a better... Their odds were probably better. Either winning in actual normal time or extra time rather than pens. I think anyone would, if you had asked them, if the game goes to pens, who's winning, I would have said Liverpool.
But for me, as if I was a footballer, right, and I look at that Liverpool team sheet and I see you've got Bradley, who's really young, you've got Robertson, who's past his best, and the biggest one of all, Alisson Becker is not in goal. as good as a keeper Keller is, because he made some fantastic saves today, I'm thinking, I have a chance. Yeah. When you look at that Liverpool team, you think, I have a chance. And the fact that you went to play conservative to a lot of players who have no experience in a game of this magnitude, and then you come out in your post-match and you say, yeah, we were playing for pens. It's just like a really shitty mentality. And even as someone who has been a part of a quote-unquote youth project, signing under 25 players, even if you don't get the results, by now you're supposed to have a style and an identity that you're building towards. And I don't think from week A to week B, you can see how Chelsea are trying to play, what they're trying to do, what the roles of Enzo and Caicedo is in that midfield. I don't know. All I see them do is hack players down week in, week out. That's it. Sterling, sometimes his experience gets Chelsea through, but what is he actually doing there? What's the Cole Palmer today? I thought he was shocking. And Nkunku, okay, fair enough. He's had a long-term injury. Maybe he's getting back into the thick of things. Jackson, terrible. So just like, what is Poch trying to do with these players? Are they trying to play possession-based football? Are they trying to play on the counter-attack? Like, what is your plan? Are they trying to sustain pressure, pick their moments? You just don't know what Chelsea set up as, or what Pochettino is trying to bring to this club. And it's a shame, because when you look at Poch at Southampton or you look at Poch at Tottenham, you knew exactly what you were getting going into those games. So I don't know what happened between leaving England, going to Paris and coming back, but he looks like a shadow of himself. Mm-hmm. Even though he's not like a serial winning manager, he was a manager that had a style and a fight, and you just don't see that with Chelsea.
Yeah, I completely agree, because I think that's why, like, from week to week, you don't know whether a team is going to beat Chelsea or going to lose to Chelsea, because they set themselves up differently. And I think that makes it very hard for opposing managers to be able to defend against. So you just never know who's going to turn up. And I think, like you said, you're really right. If you look at the people that Liverpool had to their disposal, on one hand, you could also argue that Chelsea's team isn't full of a group of people who know what it's like to play in finals either. But yeah, I think they should have taking the ball by the horns. But moving on from Chelsea a little bit, and Ella, going back to Liverpool and actually going back to Klopp, like, this is the first step in, you know, the send-off. You've now got your League Cup trophy, which is great. You're still in a whole bunch of competitions. How are you feeling about the rest of the season from this point onwards?
I'm a bit stressed because our injuries are just crazy. Like, we play again on Wednesday and it's just like, who are we actually going to put on the pitch? Because
who are you playing on Wednesday?
We're playing an FA Cup against Southampton, so it just doesn't seem to stop. And we have no idea who's coming back. I don't know. Nunez looked all right.
Did you see his jump?
Yeah, that jump. He looked fit and ready, but I don't know how far
it's
off.
Great
they
for
are.
Him to look fit and ready, but does he know that ball goes in back of net?
Listen, I would have taken him today. I think he would have had a field day, but it's just about putting players on the pitch. I don't know if we can actually make a lineup at the moment, but we're gonna try. And I think Liverpool, we've been very resilient this season, and today's win didn't really surprise me, because of the amount of times we've come back in the league, we know how to win in different ways, but yeah, we just need players back. So hopefully in the next few weeks, looking at that Man City game as well, we get players back for that.
When's that game?
Just before March, early March.
And then Arsenal 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Boy.
So we've got Nottingham Forest, Brighton at home, Man City. So, yeah. And Trent's out. Alisson is out. So everyone else needs to.
So Kelleher's stepping up to the plate.
Kelleher, I'm fine
honestly,
with.
Honestly, I think City, and I don't mean to skip, but City and Anfield, they just, it's like oil and water.
That's why I don't want to talk about it, man.
I mean, we are moving away from League Cup and going back into Prem conversations. Mm-hmm. And obviously all three of you are in the title race. So it's actually quite nice to have a chat, fireside chat with you three. Nice, lonely at the top, all that rubbish. So we've got a Man City and Liverpool game coming up soon. And then after that, we've got a
City and Arsenal game coming up.
Yeah. City and Arsenal game. Is that before or after you play Liverpool?
That is after.
After Man City.
So, you know, I was going to say 6-point earned, but I can't count. Whatever. So the fact of the matter is, how do you feel Shire, about Arsenal at the moment. Obviously, yesterday you dispatched Liverpool, Newcastle, pretty easily, 4-1. Very nice game under the lights. Newcastle caused you no problems, and I think they should find shame, because the way they were amping up this time last season and even at the beginning of this season, and they've fallen away in a really bad way.
But I think last season, a couple of the teams that were up there, so Newcastle, United, you know, like the rubbish teams, they were lucky that Liverpool were down and out. Because I think this season you're seeing a true reflection of where these teams actually are. Newcastle's false hope, and I feel like you might see the same. I feel like Villa will trickle down the table, given that they don't have the massive squad and they got Conference League coming back in. But for me with Arsenal, it's one game at a time. I honestly, I think I said it last week, Arsenal has a mentality issue, and what, we've won six in a row and you're still third. So do you have the mentality to go 10, 14 games, including that trip to the Etihad, to take a title from Liverpool or City? I think between all three clubs, points will be dropped, because there's a lot of games to play and a lot of teams are, this player will be here one week, next week, this player's gone, that player's gone. But yeah, for me, it's one game at a time. Right now, I don't think it's possible. As I said last week, you guys were like, oh, shine. I just don't see where or how, given the mentality of Arsenal, how we overcome chasing. But so far, we're keeping up. What, there's a point between three of us? Two, a point between...
Two between us two.
And then one between. Yeah, so there's a point between first to second, second to third. So someone's going to slip up. We don't know who's going to slip up first.
Mm.
That's how I see it.
Interesting. Ella's looking at me like, don't say nothing. I don't know. Actually, I want to talk to Joyce. Okay. I want to talk about the other game that was on TV yesterday, which
my
was...
My brother in Christ, where is the goals? Where are the goals?
First of all...
Where are the goals? You have the best goal difference in the league.
You have the best goal difference in the league, which is a testament to your back line. And I don't care what anybody says. You've got a fantastic defence. So, like, yes. You lot, do my nut. First of all, Haaland is going to get sold. Fantasy football, I've had enough.
I thought you meant
in real life. I was like, whoa.
No, in fantasy football only, please. But everyone went missing. It was boring.
I don't know, it's one of those things where, like, you get into that bit of the season where you're just, like, you're having to just get in through the thick of it, sort of thing. You're just having to get the result. It doesn't matter how you do it. It doesn't matter how shit the game or how boring the game is. You just get the goal and... you know, kind of park the bus and call a day. But to park the bus, or like to play really boring football against a team like Bournemouth, no offence to Bournemouth at all, is a bit, I don't know, I kind of look there and think, where's the creativity? Where are we going to be getting these goals from? Because I kind of look at our front, I'm like, wow, this isn't necessarily the treble winning front I saw last season.
Yeah, and does it make you a little bit anxious going forward? Because obviously, if you're playing these really, 3 points is 3 points, 100%. But if you're playing this sort of rigid, I don't want to say stale, this sort of rigid football against Bournemouth, how's it going to be when you're playing teams of a better calibre?
You know what? I don't know, but at the same time, in Pep we trust, I can't lie. It's one of those things where...
Is it just let go and let God?
Yeah, to be quite honest. I think he's trying to make weird like situations out of absolutely nothing. Alvarez has started every single game this season, somehow. Apart from, obviously, the one at Bournemouth. But somehow he's managed to start every single game this season. Don't know how. We had Foden score a hat-trick playing in the middle. And ever since he scored that hat-trick, he's never played in the middle ever again. I don't understand why Pep does it to himself. It feels like he wants to create all these tricky solutions just to try and find a way to solve it himself. I think he's bored. I think the man's bored. I can't be arsed. So just let him do his own thing.
If he's bored, go somewhere else. Like, why would you cause issues for yourself? That's mad. I didn't realise that Foden's not played centrally ever since that hat-trick.
He doesn't really... Yeah, they just throw him on the wing and call it a day. But as well, KDB's back. So it's kind of hard to...
How many minutes did he play yesterday?
Less than 10.
Okay.
He got put on in the end. So, but like they're still trying to ease the old man back in it as well. injury and that. So.
The issue is with City, as dire as they're playing, you just can't write them off.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm not being fooled by this. Listen, I've been here for years.
I've got nothing to complain about here. Even if the football is shoddy, I just know somehow this is going to be the one where like, oh, well, this is a really boring game. And then in about a month's time, it's going to be, well, City have just won their 10th game in a row away from home and whatever. It's just like, you know what, actually,
I swore. You've got a couple top six games
scary,
coming up.
Scary, scary one, yeah.
You guys have won one top six game all season.
Look,
I'm
gonna
ready.
Win. Spooky. Arsenal, Tottenham and Liverpool,
I'm not afraid to say what I'm ready for us to drop points sort of thing, but. Like, that's me just being realistic. I think the caliber of teams this season has been a lot better. And it's nice to finally see, like, a proper, like, Barclay-esque Premier League sort of title race.
Wow, so I'm happy. She was saying we were under par.
she said
is not a compliment. That is
she said you lot need to step your cookies up because we've been doing it by ourselves.
Which isn't wrong because people complain that you're just running away with it. Where's the competition? Everything else. So it's nice to see like a proper title race that isn't just City are on top now and then maybe another team goes on top for a bit and it's like I'm not really fazed by the other team being on top because we all know City's going to end the season winning it. So let's have a proper title race.
And so you think you're going to win the league at the end?
Look.
No, because you get away with darting around the question. Mm. Answer the question.
I'm not answering no question. You guys can't pressure me.
Ella, do you think you're going to win the league this season?
I've learned from Jason Lanky. I can't be doing that.
the fact that still gets brought up. Poor Jay.
Pip, it's hard. Like, if we can get most of our players back in the next few weeks, yeah, I think we can.
Okay, you heard it here first. She said it.
That's a big if, though.
I heard the if. It's fine. She said it, though.
The Man City game will be huge because I think that's just before the international break.
That'll be huge for Arsenal as well if we're right there.
Yeah.
A draw is a perfect result.
I was going to say. No. You need a draw. You're going to be sat there with half and half scarves. Waiting for everyone.
To be honest, though, the way the season's going... I need Liverpool to drop points more than I need Man City to. That's just the way I see it. Like whenever I'll be in the group chat talking, just like Arsenal only group chat, and they're talking about City, and I'm looking at the way City are playing. As I said, that top six record, they have four games against the top six. Mm-hmm. They've won one, they've drew a few, they've lost the rest. It's just like, pay attention to Liverpool. They have had injury crisis. They keep winning. They keep winning.
They just keep doing it.
Yeah, like they've lost two games all season. They've drawn a few and they've won the rest. That is the team you're supposed to be paying attention to. I get it, of course. We've seen City take titles on last days a few times now. But still, right now, if you're an Arsenal fan, I think you're paying more attention to what Liverpool are doing in comparison to what City are doing, in my opinion.
That is fair. That's absolutely fair. Well, thank you, Ella, for winning today because your win means that there should be an extra European spot if, you know, obviously if you don't end up in the top spot, which we reckon you will.
It doesn't go to Chelsea.
So basically, no, I don't think so. I don't think they give it to the runner-up anymore. They just give it to the next place.
Is that an extra Europa League spot?
So it'll be an extra... No, it's a Conference League spot. So essentially, if we do well in the Europa... Mm. We get obviously
which
that
you
the
co. Sorry.
We don't know that yet. Allow it, please. So we don't know that yet. So if we get that coefficient fifth spot, then sixth and seventh Europa, and then eighth is Conference League. Mm.
But then, fifth will go Champions League.
Yeah. Yes.
But to be fair, if you know Bayern get knocked out by Lazio, then they might lose it.
Do you really think that I don't know? We're going to talk about the Champions League a little bit later. I'm going to get back to that because I need to back you on something. But we're just going to go back to like those Champion League spots and people fighting it out. And I think Villa is an interesting place to start because obviously they won yesterday, but Nottingham Forest. If Nottingham Forest actually had shooters, they probably could have come back and drawn that game. And Shai made an interesting point that she thinks, like, in the with the Conference League games coming up, she thinks Aston Villa are going to fall off. Obviously, we have the likes of Tottenham and Man United who are no longer in Europe. So they're knocking on the door. Though out of those three teams, who do you think hits that fourth spot?
Tottenham.
Not United. Yeah.
Definitely United, not United. Did you watch the highlights?
Yeah, yeah. But I think with Villa, Unai Emery in Europe deserves his respect, especially the competitions below the Champions League.
Mm-hmm.
And with Villa, they hit a bit of a rough patch, you know, but they went on, what was it, like a 19-game unbeaten run at Villa Park. So for me, it's if they can keep their home form alongside doing that brutal Thursday, Sunday schedule, because it's like you play Thursday, you get back on Friday, you allegedly train on Saturday for a Sunday game. It's very brutal. Their squad's not that big. A couple injuries and it's like, I don't see how they manage to stay where they are. But if they do manage to finish fourth, I think it would even be better than what Eddie Howe done with Newcastle last season, especially where Emery took, from 18th to finish in Conference League. They could probably go far in that. I wouldn't put it past Villa making the final just because of who their manager is. And then Tottenham, they're a bit up, down. One injury to their back line and they're finished. So, yeah, sorry, Lauren.
But I think Lauren will even agree. Like it's really tough to watch Tottenham at the minute, because it's all very well and good having this high line, but if you don't have defence to back it up, everything is leaky, and their midfield at the minute as well looks very leggy.
They've got some tough games coming up as well.
They do.
The only thing that favours them is just the Premier League, right? They're playing. Are they in FA Cup?
No.
Damn, again, no trophy. Okay. Oh, sorry, Lauren. That wasn't even
intentional. Nothing to do with me.
Oh, my God.
Again.
Yeah,
but yeah, tough times. And then you've got United.
But United as well, they're just so dodgy. Like, they're capable of, excuse my French, shithousing six wins when they don't deserve to win. Every single game they've won recently, they didn't deserve to win any. But they somehow managed to scrape, and against Fulham, they just couldn't get it over the line this time because they were close to getting that draw.
Listen, McTominay couldn't. They wanted that win, that like last minute goal again. But Fulham came back and they did their thing, and I can't be mad at it. I'm actually quite happy about it, because, like you said, they haven't deserved anything recently, and it's been this hero ball. And we've been saying, how long can these tactics last? And it's really interesting to see that the tide is turning on Bruno Fernandes now.
Finally.
Exactly.
Someone said he is the most unhated player in the Premier League. I agree. He deserves more hate than he currently gets at the moment.
I wake up every morning just wanting. I don't know. I think his first season, it was a lot of pens and it was a lot of assists.
Mm.
And I was just like, but United fans couldn't tell me what they liked about him.
Yeah, there's nothing tangible about him. And then to now get like,
they bring you,
become captain or whatever.
His stats, because for a lot of the creative stats, Bruno is up there.
Mm.
But then this is why you thank God for giving you two eyes. Because when you watch him, these stats that they be talking about, they're going to no one.
I love this, because the amount of shit that you got on that post about Declan Rice and people going, oh, well, he's got the most progressive passes, blah, blah, blah. My brother in Christ, we've got eyes. Like, hashtag stop looking at the stats on SofaScore. It's okay. But, like, I definitely don't agree on this whole watching just, like, specific stats and whatever just to form your own agenda. Like, watching him currently talking about Bruno Fernandes, I don't see anything that's
there was even a chance
screaming
for United, and all he had to do was put the ball in the box.
Overcomplicating things. Pass him. Also, he's a pass back merchant, and no one likes to talk about it, but he does, and I hate it. I don't know. I'm really glad to see the tide is turning, because I feel like I was stood there by myself.
No, I've always been on the Bruno Fernandes hate train. Like I've always said, because I used to argue with United fans a lot about Odegaard being better than him, and then that's what they ring, the very metrics that keep him relevant in these conversations. And I'm just like, when I watch him, I don't see how he unlocks games. I don't see how he makes Manchester United better. Like, kicking a ball for Rashford to chase after, even Fred was doing that. It's not hard. Do you get it? But it's like, in those little moments where it's like, now you've got, you're in a tight space, you're in a tight pocket. Can you play that final ball that you've seen Madison do, that you've seen Odegaard do this season? I personally, from the jump, I never saw enough of that from Bruno Fernandes. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, do you know what? This guy's overrated. And people talk about him like he's not almost 30. He's a senior, like a senior man. I've had enough.
You've had enough. I wonder how the United fans feel.
Oh, but they're never here.
No one's here. No one's here to tell us. But the Premier is very interesting at the minute, and I'm just wondering where we go from here. We've got quite a few teams still in Europe. I know you're saying that we're not going to do well in Europa and the Conference League, but I think all of the teams left in those lower European competitions have a chance. Who've you got in your next Europa game?
Sparta. Something.
Sparta Prague.
Yes.
So I see you moving on to the quarters after that.
Who have you got?
We've got Freiburg. We played them in our what do you call it?
Groups.
In our group stage, and we beat them twice. But at the moment, we're not playing well, so who knows?
Leverkusen are in there. Oh, I don't know how they're scaring me.
They're scaring everybody.
AC Milan.
Pardon?
AC Milan in there as well.
AC Milan are in there as well.
And Brighton in there as well.
Yeah.
Who do they have?
I don't know, actually.
Great question. Is it not Roma?
Maybe.
I'm sure it's Roma.
Please check. But I know, for instance, for Villa in the Conference League, they've actually got Ajax.
Ooh.
And I was saying, Ajax aren't playing very well, so Brighton could actually do something. But it was just like a really stark showing of how the mighty have fallen.
Yes.
Like, yeah. I can't believe how much worse.
Oh, yeah, they I'm have trying got to find Roma that. To confirm.
Roma.
Yeah.
So you're right. Some very big teams still in these competitions.
My God, poor Brighton. They got Roma at home.
Mm hmm.
City at home, and then a trip to Anfield.
Boy. I think they've got some players coming back, though, but...
I'm really happy, just so De Zerbi is ruled out of being a Liverpool manager. Just
why is he ruled out? When did that happen?
No, I just hope he's being ruled out.
Oh, you hope he's ruled out?
Yeah, no.
Don't worry about it. Chelsea have the monopoly on poaching Brighton staff, so I don't think he'll go to Liverpool anyway.
Yeah, but Bayern are being annoying and sacking their manager and trying to go after Xabi, you know. Remember?
I really want to let's circle back on this Xabi Alonso conversation, yeah? Because we were talking about, you know, the feels and all of that of him going back to Anfield. But the fact of the matter is, if he leaves...
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promote for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
To buy Leverkusen, which he probably will, but it'll be sad because it's looking like we're going to end the buy monopoly for like just a second. And he could build a super team, but we know how these things go in German football anyway. He's probably not going to go to Liverpool. It's probably going to, you know, there are people like Real Madrid and Bayern Munich knocking.
Yeah, but Real Madrid, Carlo Ancelotti signing a deal, so.
That doesn't mean anything. Do you know Florentino Perez is?
That's true. But unless they rip up his contract, I think it's between Bayern and Liverpool.
The comunicado can come. You never know.
I just don't think Alonso's leaving Bayern or Bayer, sorry, mm-hmm. Leverkusen this season. I think he's gonna go again, and then maybe he will take that step. And also, I don't know if he's ready for Liverpool. Like, I get doing things at clubs of medium size. Like, you have to remember, no disrespect if there are any Leverkusen fans watching, they're losers. They are losers. So what they're doing now is proud. Which, like, it's an accomplishment. Mm. Obviously, if they get over the line, it's great. But when you look at it, you take that step from where it's like us being first, playing this good football, being in these competitions. Let's say maybe if they go out of one competition, it's going to be like, okay, but where we're coming from, we're still having an excellent season. Where Klopp has taken Liverpool and where he's about to leave them, if Alonso steps into that job, is the expectation is to win.
Yeah.
Win the Prem, go as far as you can in the champs, make the final. That's the expectation that Klopp has left at Liverpool. And I don't think Alonso should, be his second or third year as a manager, put himself under that pressure just yet. I personally think one more season at Leverkusen, and then you see if you go to your Reals, your Bayerns, or your Liverpools, wherever he decides that he wants to coach.
Well, you said that you reckon you lot would give him grace.
Oh, we 100% will. We already have a soft spot in for him. We'll give him time. I probably think there's no better time to come to Liverpool just because of the squad. And even though there's high expectations, we as Liverpool fans are very loyal. So we'll give him time.
There's this thing that you can't do a bit of too much of that, because then you have like a Frank Lampard situation at Chelsea. And you're but like, how much grace can you give a manager?
Yeah, he's definitely not.
So
a Frank
I just
Lampard,
think
though.
Let him build his dynasty up by let him have a good impression there, do European football next season, see how that takes him, whatever, with a lesser than squad, and then see what else comes knocking.
Yeah. It's his one chance. Because there won't be another chance in the next few years.
What do you mean there won't be another chance? You have no
idea.
Manager
that comes is going to be another 5-6 years manager.
Liverpool don't sack their managers often. Look how long we had Brendan Rodgers for.
Right, touche.
Exactly. Yeah. We do not sack our managers often. So I think this is a golden opportunity for him. So
we'll see.
We will see. We will see.
He's one of one for me. So if we don't get him, boy. Klopp better change his mind.
I was going to say, since we last spoke about this, have you increased your list? No. Or
you wouldn't take like a Nagelsmann, Hansi Flick?
Nope.
You're crazy.
I might be. I might be. No.
Yeah, you.
It has to be someone in my heart. I can't have. Nah.
Ella, you're wanting to win things. The time for sentimentality is gone.
As a Liverpool fan.
Liverpool's past that. But if you're past that, you lot are past that now. Yeah. You want to win things consistently, no?
We do, but Nagelsmann, nah. Flick.
Boy.
They're just going to be compared to Klopp, and I don't want that. I don't want that, especially because they're German as well.
It's the problem with modern football, though. Everyone is going to be compared to the last manager. That's just how it is.
I know, but just give me Xabi Alonso. Pay him what he wants.
I think
give
you might
him
be disappointed,
wants.
Babes. I think you might be disappointed.
Jürgen Klopp just better change his mind then.
Do you think... I mean, I saw a lot of tweets today where people were saying, you know...
The little emotional bit at the end.
Some Wolves of Wall Street.
Do you know nonsense. What? That's actually been my hope in the back of my mind that we have a great end to the second half of the season and he finds that energy back.
I was going to say, do you want to exchange? I mean, Kyle Walker did that to us, so do you want to exchange? We can, say, I'm not leaving.
I would love it. Yeah, but
we all know why Kyle Walker did that now. that's very, you know, heavily mentioned in the press. That had nothing to do with you. I'm 100% of trying to run away from his baby mum. So, you know, let's think about that.
I don't know, like, I don't think he'll change his mind. He seemed very, very sure. But Liverpool have had since November, so...
Wait, is that when he made the announcement?
That's when he told the board. So they must have been talking to people.
He made the announcement in January.
Yeah. I was about to say
it's not been that long, no,
it
trust.
It has not been that long, but the board have had a long time to think about it. And they should have got in contact with people. Hopefully, Alonso.
Well, I mean, one wishes to have as much blind hope as Ella. That's nice. Okay. So moving slightly away from that, Champions League is currently, we're into the round of 16 games at the minute. And as an outsider looking in, yes, how can I be hating outside the club? Whatever. I'm a bit bored at the minute.
There's no Chelsea fancy. You're not going to get that. Mm. Let's talk.
No, I'm being genuinely honest. As someone who always watches the Champions League, because my team's never in it, so it doesn't really matter to me, I'm a little bit bored. Joyce, how do you feel about how you lot are playing in the Champions League and what else you're seeing?
It's just whatever at the moment, really. The only important fixture at this moment in time currently is Arsenal's fixture. I don't know anyone else that's talking about any other fixture currently in the Champions League. It's just a bit... I need someone to spice it up or something, because I'm not saying get us knocked out in the round of 16. That's a bit crazy. But like,
why not? I'd love to see you knocked out in the round of 16.
When I said it, everyone wanted to come for me. And there's just some things that you can acknowledge as a football fan. Like, not everyday club tribalism. Mm-hmm. The Champions League 10 years ago was amazing. Group stage games had chaos. From the round of 16, you had chaos. The last 3-5 years, you don't get the chaos until quarters, sometimes yeah. semis. Mm-hmm. And the reason why is because the quality of teams have dropped. When you look at top quality teams, Manchester City stick out. Inter Milan stick out. Mm. Bayern, prior to how they were playing now, you would consider them. You would consider Real Madrid. Everyone else around that is just like shit. Sorry, but that's just.
I don't want to call them shit.
No, I'm not calling them shit. Yeah. I'm just saying, compared to those, the gap. Okay, the gap is huge.
Mm.
When you look at 2013, 2014, you had Bayern playing Juve in a quarterfinal tie, and it was 3-2. Everyone was locked in. Yeah. Pogba days. Now you're looking at it, right? The biggest game of the tie, the round of 16 tie, is Inter versus Atletico Madrid.
Yep.
To be honest, I think if Inter Milan had their shooting boots on, that tie is dead.
Dead, yeah.
Dead and buried, but they didn't. But even when you look at it, it's just like, there's no stars. The football's boring. No one's really tuned in. And it's just, how do we fix it?
And that's what I was going to say, because we can identify that definitely the interest and the quality is much different. But like, what has led to that? Is part of the reason why a lot of people are not interested because of the paywall? Is it just because, like you said, there's no stars? You don't have those teams that's like jam-packed with stars, or like every team that has that one guy is surrounded by people who are not necessarily... Like, what is it that's changed?
Some people said it was the away goal rule.
That's my point.
You think it's the away goal? 100%. Really?
Yeah, because there's... Because when you went... Even when you went 1-0 down and you're going away, you always had that hope that just... But Man City, for example, all those years ago, when Salah chipped that goal, tie was over. It was all City, dominance, 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 and the away goal completely changed the game. You don't get that anymore. It's just... The home teams usually just have the advantage.
I don't necessarily agree. The reason why I don't agree, because I feel like there was times, right, where if a match ended 3-3, it was so harsh that you go out based on the fact that I scored more at you than you didn't.
I
don't think it's that. I think, honestly, Champions League becoming completely subscription only, you have to pay. That takes away from it. When you look at the times on ITV, we've had some special moments on ITV, and it's like, okay, you always knew, oh, you didn't get to watch the first leg. For example, when Madrid had to overturn that 4-1 thumping from Klopp, the second leg was on ITV. They get one goal, Ramos gets the other goal, everyone's tuned in, it's free, it's affordable, everyone can watch it. Mm. Now it's like, if you don't have TNT, you can't watch the Champions League. And it's just like, you're taking away the beauty of the game. Personally, I don't like the away goal rule. It sucks. It sucker punched Arsenal so many times. I think
that's why
I think that's why you hate it. Not gonna lie, I think that's it.
But I don't know, because it's like, even though I understand what Ella's saying, on the other hand, getting an away goal, say if you're in the game, the away goal, you essentially kill the tie, because it's like, now you need 2 goals, you score one more, now you need 4, and it's just like, I don't know. I think it's just the lack of quality, the lack of stars, and the lack of elite teams around Europe at the same time. Like, you had Barcelona, you had Madrid, you had Bayern, you had Liverpool, you had City. In between that, you had Chelsea, you had Juventus, Atletico Madrid. Now you look at the Champions League, okay, City. Okay, Real Madrid, no matter how they're playing, that's their competition, so you just give them their respects anyways. And then Inter now, and then everyone else is just, like, several tiers below. Will the Super League fix it? I don't know.
So I was going to say, the more time goes on, you feel like, oh, I understand why that Super League thing wants to run
now. This is the thing, because I was also going to ask, like, is it because the Champions League is bigger than it was before, right? Like, is it because there's just more teams involved?
Yeah, next year.
Next year.
So I was going to say, maybe that'll be also, that'll make it things a little bit worse.
Was it everyone plays each other, or can't
everyone plays each other.
Man, just give home and away. What they want, man. This is
excuse me. And then no, I belched that.
So. No, that's why I belched. I know what happened.
Sorry, bad manners. And then I think it's the top 8 teams. So it's still it will still be a knockout competition after the group stage. Top 8 teams play each other, and then that is essentially it. But I think the difference between that and the Super League was that the Super League was sort of like how the Nations League is, where the bottom three teams will get kicked out, and then the competitions below replaced. But yeah, it needs help. It needs saving. I don't know how it needs saving. We'll see though. The second ties, there's a lot of close games. Wait, City, how much are you guys up? Are you guys like through basically?
Pretty much. I think it was 3-1.
It was Copenhagen, so it's like I wasn't even really paying attention.
But Madrid only take a 1-0 lead back to the Bernabeu. They didn't really lose at home. That should be interesting. PSG, Sociedad, what's that? 2-0 deficit to overturn. Arsenal got a 1-0 deficit to overturn. We've never won a European game under Mikel Arteta in a knockout stage. Should be interesting.
Let's pause. Let's talk about it. Because.
Very interesting.
What I want to know what was going... Let me ask this to Ella before we go to Shah, because I know that Shah's got a soliloquy for me. So what was running through your mind when you were watching that Porto game? Because me personally, I was a little bit... I don't want to say shocked, but I was a little bit like, Arsenal, we can... I've seen you play better than this. What's going on? And then that sucker punch of a goal.
This is the difficulty of the Champions League. It's always the away games that even if you're playing someone that on paper, not as good as... Yeah, it's hard to go to these away games. It's hard when, you know, under the lights, the crowd are up. I just don't think Arsenal played well, but it's the Emirates. They should win. They should. Let me put that clear. Will they win? I don't know. Because was it Sporting last year? Was it last year?
Yeah.
Damn. Do you know, did you see that Sporting game?
That's the first time that I saw you really, because I think you'd been very level-headed. But that's the first time I really saw you sort of lose it.
You lose it. But you know what? I lost it. I was in Jamaica and I had to stream the game from my data. My phone bill was £350.
I almost full named you, you know?
You see when I got my phone bill that month? It was £315.
Oh, no. Lend me a fiver. Someone's rich.
Wow. And I was just like, it's not Arsenal that infuriated me. It was the fact that we lost and I had to pay that phone bill.
No one had like a little dongle for you to stream up. No.
I was on the go. Oh, right, I was going from one side of the country to the other. So I was like, let me just watch it. But no, Porto, I personally think Arteta was almost too conservative. I don't respect the fact that he essentially played for the draw, especially with the substitutions that he made. It was a good goal. But I still think it was poor from Ray in terms of his positioning. But we should turn the tie over at home. I still think we're the better team. But then again, we also have that stain of we haven't won a European knockout leg game at home under our title.
How many years has he been your manager?
We 4. So we lost to Olympiacos. We drew to Villarreal, but they went. We lost 2-1 from the first leg. And then the penalties after Ramsdale decided to get chipped from the halfway line. It's just like, we should win. Are we going to win? I don't know. As much as I cuss him, I think Jesus was a big miss.
Yep.
I think with Trossard, it's like, he's very good at what he does, but that whole taking defenders away and like the chaos that Gabriel Jesus brings when he's on the pitch, I don't think Trossard or Kai Havertz can offer us that. But I think at home, Arteta has to go for it. Because for me, the way Arsenal fans hype this guy up, you can't go out in the round of 16 to Porto. That, with all due respect to Porto, I understand they've won the competition. They're always in and around the Champions League stage. I don't give a shit. You cannot go out in the round of 16 to Porto. That's ridiculous.
No, you can't.
So everything that they've done, and did you see that even before the game, the goalkeeper said, Arsenal said they were one of the best teams, they're going to have to show us. We lost. On top of that, the manager was then smoking cigars in the changing room.
I'm sorry?
Did you not see that celebration?
Oh, no, that was an old video. That was an old video.
That was old.
That was the title.
I was going to say, what? Nah, nah.
They did get that hype, but yeah, it was an old
video. I was like, Arsenal, this is disrespect. And how you respond with disrespect is sending them out. So I agree with Ella. We should do it. Are we going to do it? I can't confidently sit here and say yes.
That's a shame.
It's Arsenal. That's just the truth. It's Arsenal. And in Europe, I think the last time we won a Champions League knockout game was Porto 2011. And then we lost to Barca twice, Bayern three times, Monaco once. It's just shocking. Our European record is just shocking. So I can't sit here with the same confidence that I have the way we're playing in the Prem compared to how we're playing in Europe. And I think Arteta has learned, hopefully he has learned already, that Europe is a different ball game than these teams. Even if you're playing the best teams in the Prem, it's a different ball game. He has 90 minutes to put it right.
Yeah.
Hopefully that game doesn't go to extra time either. So dispatch them as quick as you can. And I feel like I cursed them. Did I not sit here and say, I have a ticket to the home game, so I want it to be close?
It's you.
I don't want to blow out. I have a ticket to the home game, so I want it to be close so it's that you. It's a good game.
Because it's this room. This room is cursed because Anita mentioned the fact that she's been to Wembley three times and watched Chelsea lose three times. And again, to be fair, she was working today. But boy, we'll see.
We will.
Joyce, I feel like we go into full depth about Arsenal and their European pedigree, and we don't really talk about you guys.
What pedigree do we have?
First of all, there's no need to be so self-depreciating. We're all friends here.
I'm just, you know, quoting myself in the same kind of grace I got last season before I said we're going to do it. So, anyways, it's all about those moments, isn't it? It's just about, like I said last season, when I said, oh, actually, the Champions League is a bit easier to win than the Prem. Everyone's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then Shai said the same thing this season and said, and we said, all right, do it. Sort of thing, like, prove it. Give us, show us the trophy sort of thing. But I still stand by that, saying it's all about those little moments and where you can kind of just counter and go, okay, this is where I stand. And it's all about making a name for yourself, because that's the sort of thing that the teams are looking at. Before even starting the game, it's the kind of mentality that you bring across now. And we look at now fixtures with City and Bayern, City and Real Madrid. Is always, these are all like showstopper sort of games. You don't know what you're getting. So good luck to Arsenal. Anyways, that's what I got for you guys.
What about yourself? Like, if you make it through this round, which is highly likely, like, who would you like to see next?
I don't know, man, because I am a bit tired of the whole City Bio, City Madrid.
Do you know who I want City to get?
Go on.
Inter Milan.
That'd be so interesting. I'd actually like that, you know.
That would. And I thought that Inter game was actually really, I mean,
they got outplayed.
That was really interesting. I thought it was a really interesting game to watch, because, like you said, if they had their shooting boots on, it would have been fine. But I think Alessi, like, played their cards completely right. And I'm really interested to see the reverse fixture and see how that ends up.
Atleti don't deserve to go through. Sorry. I need them out.
Why do you need them out?
Because I do.
Oh, okay. Personal vendettas.
Yeah.
Same with me. I hate that team.
You lie. Too?
Yeah. No, I do know what. Yeah, no,
there
actually
was one game. You see, Liverpool beat Atleti in the Champions League. I think the entire UK was doing Liverpool hate watch. And Barata came at least like
Marcus Llorente.
I think since that day, Ella's been over it.
Honestly, I'm so sick of them.
Everyone's got their teams. For me, it's Astrid Gugu.
Yeah, no.
Exactly. Everyone's got them teeth.
Oh, should I put that image back in my head? I'm just so, yeah, I'm triggered again. Let's move on.
Don't be triggered. We'll move on. But yeah, okay. Champions League looking good. Ella is so about Europa. Me, Freiburg, hopefully we can dispatch them, but I'm not going to talk too much about West Ham at the moment. They're actually making me lose hair more than I'm already losing.
Did you guys play this weekend?
We didn't. We're playing tomorrow. We're playing Brentford tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And
3-point relegation battle.
First of all, Cher, what we're not going to do is talk about relegation battle. We're still in the top half of the table. Leave me alone, okay?
Are you above
Chelsea?
I don't
know how we're there.
Are you above Chelsea?
And we're above Chelsea. We're still there. By the skin of our teeth, but we are still there. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I feel like it's going to be... I think Ivan Toney's going to, you know, stick it on our head top and it's going to be really uncomfortable. But yeah, I'm the host. I don't have to talk about West Ham if I don't want to. So what I am going to do is I'm going to ask you guys for predictions for next week's the Premier League game week. I'm going to start with Brentford versus Chelsea, West London derby.
Brentford win.
Mm.
Wait, Brentford win contingent that Pinnock is back. Because without him, Brentford's defence is shocking.
Yeah, they've been shocking.
Hopefully remains shocking tomorrow. Okay. Joyce, no disagreement?
No.
You're in full agreement. Okay, Everton, West Ham at Everton.
That is interesting because Everton have been okay as well. So
I'm going to say an Everton win. Sure.
Same.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, Fulham host Brighton.
Brighton.
Fulham.
I think Fulham. Brighton have been so shoddy this season.
Very poor.
It's actually scary how many fixtures I've tuned into and been like, what? Shouldn't they be winning? Like,
they're winning.
I'm not going to say nothing because they're still above us. So as far as I'm concerned, they're doing something right. But I think a draw, personally. Okay, Newcastle Wolves.
Wolves.
Wolves, yeah.
At St James's Park.
Yep.
Wolves, yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
To be fair, Willock did look good when he came on.
Yes.
Against Arsenal. That thug Bruno G got the hell up out of the Emirates.
What is your vendetta against Bruno G?
He's a thug.
Okay.
You know, the reverse fixture. I think you guys are forgetting what happened.
I remember. I've just remembered.
It wasn't even like the tackles. It was the he literally went like this.
Oh yeah.
I'm just like, which is it? I was just like, ah, yeah.
And there was a couple of other instances. Yeah.
Yep.
Forest, Liverpool.
Liverpool
just.
Just.
Yep.
Get that humility shit out of here.
Come on, man.
Nope. We haven't got players. Okay, go on.
Okay, Spurs, Palace.
Oh,
that is interesting.
Draw. Wow. Spurs.
Yeah. I don't know. New manager bounce could still. I think Palace, by the way, get well soon, Roy. And, you know, absolutely. We knew that time was coming up at Palace, but, you know, at least you got to walk on your own thing. We said that. And then people in our comments saying, you lot are wrong. And we're proven right, so just want to say we said that. And then Luton Villa.
Ooh, is that at the
that's at the fortress?
That shaky thing. Yeah. Everyone goes and fights for their lives.
I'm hoping Luton win, just for the fact. Just
I need a Villa win because I need Villa to stay above United.
But Man United are playing Man City that week, so.
Oh, no. Okay, don't matter.
So it doesn't. It don't really matter. You know, it don't matter.
I'm going to that game actually.
You know, I know you said I'm excited for you. I hope you report back. Let us know what it's like. And
I'm there as a neutral. I don't give a shit.
Oh. You can swear. We're okay.
We actually need to do a shit counter for this episode. We've said it quite a bit, to be fair.
All right then. So I mean, that was sort of unanimous with the City Man United game. Sorry, United girls. Burnley Bournemouth.
Bournemouth.
Yeah, sorry, Burnley, man.
Unfortunate. And then the Monday game, Sheffield United versus Arsenal. So how many goals do we think that Arsenal's going to score against Sheffield United?
Do you know what's crazy?
I cannot believe it.
I do think we'll beat them, but Arsenal's record on Monday night is not
don't
good.
Don't try. No,
I'm just saying. The last time it happened, we went there, we lost 1-0.
No, it's not happening. It's not happening. It's impossible.
But no, you guys I think their players were fighting each other today. So they're absolutely in disarray.
They've lost it. They're in Pluto.
They've lost. They know that. They know they're going back to their lovely championship next season. It's done now.
Yeah, I don't see maybe another 4 minimum. But then I say that, and it's probably going to be like a stinky 1-0 win.
A win is a win.
Exactly. A win is a win. A win is a win. Unfortunate for Sheffield United, but I think I saw that their like goal difference is minus 44.
That is disgusting.
I swear like they're that. On track to concede 100. I saw that.
I want to check that.
Yeah,
that is,
they're on minus 44. Yeah. 66 plus that's 22. That's 88. They're currently on 80. That's to be fair.
That's real nasty work. It's not nasty work. In other news, down in the Championship, Leeds and Leicester had a thriller, and Leeds, like, it was like a really sick game on Friday. Looking forward to seeing Leicester.
I was going to say, I'm happy for them, man, over there.
What's Leicester
that? Were always I'm happy coming for straight them, back on their side.
Yeah, Leicester were always going to come back. I think it was kind of rough for them to go down. Like, obviously, you don't win games, you go down. But they had a really tough time post-COVID, bearing in mind how their owners get their money via airports and stuff. If you lose all your money, you can't invest into the squad. So, sad. But they'll be back looking like Southampton also. And then they're saying maybe Ipswich. It's been a while since we've seen Ipswich in the Prem. So
I don't know. Between those four, one of them is going to miss out. I'm praying it's Leeds.
You're not a fan of Leeds?
No, no. Man, I'm tired, man. It's just whatever with them, really. I can't lie. They'll be up as fast as they're down. So, it's right.
I don't know. I have a little... There's a slight fondness for Leeds just because of like their heritage in the Prem before, but yeah.
No, I dislike Leeds. They attacked our bus.
The fans are very...
Do you remember the Super League got announced and we were suddenly the targets? Do you remember?
I mean, Liverpool fans can't really get
it. I was going to say, I mean, you attacked our bus too. What do you mean?
It was one bottle.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, oh, it was one bottle, she said.
Speaking of attacking buses, do you think City are going to panic when they go into that Anfield red smoke?
I don't know about us panicking like that, man. So
because I think that day the entire city of Liverpool will be up for it.
That's but that will be such a huge game. Like,
I think it's
huge. Only these games that the famous Anfield, you know, atmosphere comes through it.
It's huge, arguably, but I think it's too early. Considering we've seen now like the run up of the last games compared for like all three of our teams.
You
I think
have
it's
the easiest running.
So
I can't wait. I get to see all of you in the last run in.
I got a ticket for the game. I watched
this off.
Oh wait, we're coming to London Stadium, aren't we?
It's everyone is coming to London Stadium to come and have a go. No, not you. You've just been.
You beat each other. You beat each other.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, we beat each other gaffes, and we'll leave it at that.
Tottenham and United have the biggest say in the out of like the top teams because we all got to play them.
We've got United away.
We got United away second to the last game of the season.
Nice.
That'll be interesting. That'll be war.
But I don't know. I feel like if it's between us and Liverpool, United might as well bend their backs over. Like, let's be serious. You don't want Liverpool to have 20 Premier League titles.
Do you know United, Arsenal is...
Do you know what I find really interesting? You know, like these old school rivalries, though? I feel like a lot of people just don't either take heed or don't know about them as much. I feel like I don't feel United fans hate Arsenal fans enough. Do you see what I mean?
I feel like with United now, Arsenal is the lesser of three evils. Like, is and it only really applies to the fans that live in London because the United fans that live in Manchester don't care about us.
Don't give a shit.
Like that much. Mm. But when you think about it, right, Liverpool already have more major honours than them. Liverpool have 6 Champions League titles to United's 3. United's only saving grace is that they have 20 titles. Liverpool have 19. If they hit 20 this season... Ooh. There's no more nothing. You can't bring anything.
Yeah, you
left,
can't yell.
Right? Then you look at their neighbours in City. They have a 3-peat. A 4-peat will put them clear of a United record. And it's like, even though, okay, 20 is a lot, but City are gaining titles like this.
Quick, yeah.
And if they go on to win another Champions League title, it gets
it's
a bit
very
sticky, squeaky bum time. So the United fans that I speak to, they're like, I don't even like Arsenal. I hate Arsenal fans. But it's the lesser of three evils. Mm. They don't want Liverpool to win that title. They don't want City to do a 4-peat.
But United might have something to play for. That's the only thing. Top four. And Maybe. I don't see Tottenham running away with like fourth place. Like, I don't see that. I think they'll drop points too.
I think I did before they had like a big slew of injuries. And I think the way that they've been playing since... even when people are back, hasn't looked great. Yeah. Like that Wolves game, they were shit. Like it was just bad.
But maybe they'll bounce back.
Mm, maybe.
We'll see.
All right. Well, I think that's it for this week. Please remember to follow us on GoldDiggersUK_ on Instagram and GoldDiggersUK on X, TikTok, LinkedIn. And that's it. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for ways to win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.